Test 4. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in 4 sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear 2 students called Harry and Andrea in conversation talking about ways to handle the boys' personal stuff. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hi, Andrea. The exams are over. How are you feeling?
It's fantastic that they've eventually ended, isn't it? And every morning, more sleep. What about you?
Well, I've also been sleeping a lot recently, but I have many things to handle before I leave for England. Perhaps you can help me with it. I've got too much stuff that I'm unlikely to take back with me, but I have no idea how to deal with it.
Well, what kind of stuff is it? And do you prefer selling it or just giving it away? It depends.
Basically everything I have. The printer, the fridge and other cooking stuff that I bought from the former renter. But my sleeping bag may be helpful on some occasions. But the newcomers have already brought what they need, so they won't be interested in what I have. And giving them away will cost me too much. I'm not sure how to sell it. Also, I've got some clothes and books.
Why don't you just take those with you?
The books weigh a lot, so it will easily surpass the airline's baggage allowance, and that will be another huge expense. And my suitcase can't hold the amount of clothes I have. Unbelievable how much stuff I've got during my time living here. Anyway, those summer clothes I have here in Australia won't be very useful in England.
I understand. Well, there is something you can do. First of all, you can put up notices around the campus about the books. You know, in the Student Union building and the Economics Department, there are many notice boards. And also, any places that second and third year students will see them. People always want to buy cheap textbooks.
Good idea. But what should I write on the notices?
Just list the titles and authors of the books, and also with the price you want to charge. Also, some basic information about you, of course, like your name, phone number, and also some little tear-off pieces of paper.
Sounds great. And what about the furniture?
You could try to put on notices about furniture too. But normally students won't be around all summer, so they may have no interest in buying furniture now. You may also try a second-hand shop. The store will send someone here and give you a free quote. Then you decide whether you want to make a deal. But usually, you can't expect a really rewardable price offer. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10. You can also choose to post an advertisement in the Trading Post. Have you heard about that paper? Every week it comes out with advertisements people place about what they want to sell. But you have to pay to have your notice in it, and then wait for calls. Give as much information as possible, and if anyone is interested about your stuff, invite them to come by and check. But making a deal is always difficult.
I haven't heard about the Post before, but I should read it now, and I'll put the advertisement about the fridge, the microwave and the furniture on. but I'm not sure whether kitchen stuff is also a good idea.
Well, you can donate the kitchen stuff to a charity shop or just sell it, like the Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul. But maybe you can call a second-hand shop and it can give you a quote first.
Sure, I'll do that. Wait for the evaluation result and see whether I should sell them or just give them away. But how about my clothes? I still don't know what to do.
A charity shop will take them too, so long as the clothes are in good condition. And although you don't get paid for them, you know someone who really needs the help will benefit from your clothes.
That's very true. I'll put the expensive stuff, like the furniture, on advertisements and donate the clothes and kitchen things. Come on, let's go and buy a trading post and we can write the offer together.
Well, in fact, I'm interested in buying your microwave as well as fridge, depending on your offer, of course.
Okay, let's see how good you are at bargaining.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.